Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, December 20th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's just another outstandingly beautiful day from our part of the world here in South Central Pennsylvania today. Today's message is titled, Christ, the Light of the World. The scripture text is John 8, verse 12.
I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
Last night we drove through Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which was founded on Christmas Eve in 1741 by the Moravians, who of course named it after the Bethlehem where Jesus Christ was born. It is a beautiful old city, specially decorated for Christmas with candles in, it seems, all the windows of the historic stone buildings. Street lamps decorated with real lighted Christmas trees, and a huge 81-foot Star of Bethlehem on the mountain south of the city. I can only imagine how beautiful it would be on a snowy night.
Well, yesterday we wrote about the subject of light, and we want to follow up on that theme today. Today's message is actually written by Nigel Lee. He's a friend from Massachusetts. He shared it with Stephen many years ago, and we used it in the Daily Encouragement at that time. But as we ponder the theme of light, it seems well to share it again. Now, Nigel is a scientist, and thus his reflection will likely stretch you a bit. It certainly does me when I read this. But it's also very interesting. The scientific perspective is in the next two paragraphs that we share with you is a little hard to grasp for non-scientists. But hang in there, because the spiritual application in the final paragraph is outstanding.
Nigel shares, light is an amazing component of our universe. Nothing in the universe travels faster than the speed of light. Star Trek warp speed notwithstanding. Special relativity tells us that the speed of light is independent of the motion of the observer. Parenthesis, that is, to an observer traveling 1 meter per second slower than the speed of light, an object traveling the speed of light would still appear to be traveling at the speed of light. I don't understand that. Light has a dual nature that has confused physicists until modern times. It behaves as both a wave and as a particle.
Einstein, among others, showed that light consists of particles, called photons, that have energy, but no mass. However, light has many wave-like properties, such as refraction, seen, for example, when light bends through a prism. Of course, light enables us to see, and the wavelength at which light radiates determines what color we see. And light, like sunlight, enables plants to undergo photosynthesis, which is essential to life, plant, animal, and humans on Earth. From a physical standpoint, then, light is absolute, mysterious, sight-enabling, life-giving, and, without a doubt, wondrous.
And Nigel continues, from a spiritual standpoint, the light of the world, Christ is equally wondrous. Christ is the light who forms the absolute standard that discerns the thoughts and intentions of the hearts of men. Christ is the light who is mysterious, dual in nature, both human and divine. Christ is the light who illuminates the spiritual darkness of this world, forcing those who do not know him to flee back into the shadows, and yet enabling those who do know him to see and to understand the things of God. And Christ is the light who gives us eternal life, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. In the world we live in today, with so many uncertainties and so much evil, Christ is the only answer to the questions of life. Let us turn to Christ, the light of the world, this Christmas season.
And let's pray together. Jesus, I thank you that you lead us in the paths of righteousness through the light of your word. It is a faith undertaking that we are never expected to walk where you, the light of the world have not gone before us, illuminating each step we take. Because you are the way, we will seek no other direction. Because you are the truth, we will not twist the facts to serve our own interests. Because you are the life, we will draw near to the Father through your divine bloodline. You are everything we need for life and godliness, as you have called us out of the darkness of this world and into the light of your own glory and goodness. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing that. Once again, thanks to Nigel Lee for the heart of the message today. We do have a little bit of a biographical information about Nigel and his wife, Lai Fong, on the site today. Our web ministry is on the web at dailyencouragement.net. We have a couple photos up today as well. We have a photo of one of those Christmas trees on the street lamp in Bethlehem we took last night, as well as an interesting little story we experienced yesterday with our daughter, Esther, in a restaurant called Esther's Restaurant. Today, as is our typical practice, we also find a song. We try to each day anyway that relates to the message. And Brooksine immediately recalled a song we don't necessarily associate with Christmas, but it's the song, Here I Am to Worship, that begins with the words, Light of the world, you came down into darkness. And I just welcome you to look at that. It's a simple home type of recording, or local church it would sound, but I always appreciate people that put up meaningful content on the web. I think that's one of the great things about the web, that ordinary people like Brooksine and I can share with others. Now, there's many professional musicians, the original recordings that we might find a clip up, or sometimes the whole version, like I did yesterday with Graham Kendrick, but often... The music that I'm able to find is just something recorded in a local church. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the light of the world and let His light shine through you.